the beginning of the Jewish existence in Bavel and the decline of Eretz Yisrael follows a pattern in world history. And the period of time that we're going to discuss tonight, from about the year 260 to about the year 360, the 100 years, it's terrific, you can do 100 years in an hour. This period of time brings about a fundamental change in the non-Jewish world, and that fundamental change will also change forever the Jewish world. The Roman Empire, which now had reigned supreme for almost 300 years in the world, was starting to get old. As empires go, the Roman Empire has lasted the longest of all of the empires in Western civilization, lasted almost 500 years. In our time, for instance, the Empire of Great Britain lasted 150 years, which was a long time. Empires, when they reach their peak and they're at the zenith of their strength, that's the beginning of the end. I have a plant in my home that my wife nurtures faithfully and that I give dirty looks to because it interferes with my swarm. And the plant turned luxuriant and beautiful, and it just about outgrew the room, and now it's dying. It reached its peak, and which happens in nature, and then it starts to go. That happens in history also. And when we speak in our time in terms of superpowers, the United States, Russia, China, Japan, it's all a cycle. Nobody stays on top forever. And even though it looks like it's going to remain this way forever, that's a very short-sighted view. So anybody in the year 260 that would have bet that the Roman Empire was now starting to go down would undoubtedly have been scoffed at. But in the perfect hindsight of history that we have, we see that the empire, the fabric, is beginning to unravel. It is not what it once was. It's not what it once was externally nor internally. There are many, many causes for it. But two of the main causes lay in the fact that the Christians put enormous pressure in the Roman Empire. Rome was not strong enough or able enough or ruthless enough to destroy the Christians. And yet it persecuted them so that it guaranteed that the Christians would not only be tenacious, but would gain the popularity amongst the downtrodden people in the Roman Empire. The pressure from within of Christianity, and secondly, the pressure from without. Rome had just bitten off too much. You control the whole world, from England on one side, England on the west, all the way to India on the east, from northern Germany to the sub-Sahara. That was all the Roman Empire. Everybody paid tax to Rome. And in order to police such an empire, it requires an enormous expenditure of effort, of money, and after a while the empire gets tired. The first 50 years, 100 years, it's enthusiastic. It can get volunteers that are willing to go to England. After a period of time, nobody wants to go to England. Everybody wants to stay on Wall Street in Rome. No, why should they go to England? Why should they go fight wars against the tribes in Gaul or in Germany? Why should they fight against